Hello and welcome to the musician's journey. This time I have done something exciting. I reached out to 14-year-old Diletta Fosso, asked if she would like to do an episode with me. I was curious about Diletta, who by the way lives in Italy, because she seems to be overflowing with musical expression, whereas I personally feel more like hiding behind my cello and letting the cello speak entirely for me. Diletta is not afraid to show emotion, and she's playing at the same time as she's singing to her full capacity. I was also curious to meet this young woman who's growing up with the type of self-promotion that social media makes accessible to us all. Maybe that's one of the areas that I feel is marking a different generation from mine. When I grew up, there was no talk of computers. We watched videos, we listened to CDs, and I didn't have my own computer until I was 18. Diletta, however, has been on Instagram since she was 12, sharing her singing and playing with the world. So I'm curious to see how her journey will unfold from here, and I'm so happy she wanted to add her experiences to this podcast series. As you might be able to tell, she sent me recordings of her answers to my questions, and this is because English is not her first language. There will be plenty of audio excerpts of her covers as well. The titles of the songs are in the show notes.
Soon I'll be 16 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made a mess of happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 16 years old. Well, I think the world is cold. Well, I have a lot of children who can worry me. Soon I'll be 16 years old. Soon I'll be 16 years old. Well, I think the world is cold. Well, I have a lot of children who can hold me. Soon I'll be 16 years old.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you so much, Ragnhild, for having me on your podcast. It means a lot to me to get the chance to share a bit about myself. My name's Diletta Fosso, but they call me Didi. I'm 14, I'm from Italy, and I sing and play the cello at the same time. Or at least I try. My days are pretty packed with school, practicing music, and some downtime, reading a book or watching movies. Juggling everything can be a bit of a challenge. But music just brings me joy and keeps me pushing to do my best.
How did your musical journey begin?
I got into music when I was like 2 years old through the Suzuki method. Then when I was like 4, I picked up the cello. Originally, I had my heart set on the double bass, but everyone told me I was too small for such a big instrument. They were like, you're gonna get lost behind it. So they steered me toward the cello instead. And then I fell in love with the cello sound, the warmth, the depth. And since then, I've been completely hooked on the cello. By the time I was 6, I got into musical theater. My mom teaches it as a side job. It was a lot of fun, and it really sparked my love for performing and singing on stage. But then, as I got older, I found myself gravitating towards pop rock music. And last year, I decided to start experimenting with singing while playing the cello. It's all about coordination and a lot of practice.
Who have so far influenced your path in life?
I think definitely my dad, to start with. He studied composition at the Conservatory of Milan, and has always juggled managing music with his creative pursuits. Then there's my first cello teacher, Cecilia Radic. I started lesson with her when I turned 8, moving on from the Suzuki method to the conservatory. She's been like a second mom to me, artistically speaking. She drilled into me all the technique, musicality, and philology I know. But more than anything, she instilled in me a love for studying the cello as a way to nourish the soul.
Career-wise, do you have a vision of where you are going?
Well, having a crystal clear vision in such a fluid market is tough. Right now, my focus is on learning as much as I can. I'd love to become a singer-songwriter, say a cello singer, with a bit of poetic twist.
You seem like a busy girl, both with singing, cello playing, acting, and dancing. How do you fit all of these skills into your schedule? Can you share some of your daily routines?
How do I fit all these skills into my schedule? The simple answer is I just can't. And Tuesday afternoons, I have music theory and cello lessons. And on Saturday afternoons, I go to musical theater. Acting and dancing are just hobbies for me. As for the rest of the weekdays, I wake up at 6:30, get ready, and leave the house by 7:30 to head to school. I get back at 2, have lunch, and then I might play some Fortnite or Minecraft. You know, just to unwind a little bit. From 4 to 5, I start on my homework. Then from 5 to 8, it's music time. I practice singing, cello, both classical and pop music. I have dinner at 8, and afterwards, if I have nothing else to do, I might watch a movie or a series because I'm a huge movie buff. Otherwise, I finish up any school homework I have left.
Have you come across any challenges so far in your musical journey?
Yeah, I definitely hit some bumps here and there. I've been in a talent show. It's fun and all, but you gotta know it's more about the TV drama than just raw talent. It's like you end up with judges who might not know much about music, you know. The thing is, you've got to understand it's all part of the show.
How do you view the role of social media in your career path?
I think social media, they're like totally essential now. Even people who used to diss it have figured out it's the easiest way to connect and show off your stuff. I'm all over it myself. Not a pro or anything yet, but I'm loving it. I think for us young folks, it's kind of like a tool for learning more. Every time you post a video or a reel, it's like challenging yourself to get better. Teachers should totally get on board and see social media as a way to make us want to learn more, not as something bad. And it's awesome for meeting cool people, like how I met you.
What are your plans for the near future? Specific projects coming up? Anything that excites you in particular?
I've got something super exciting on the horizon. I'm working on this original song. Right now it's called Clouds. It's all about this tightrope walker, which to me is like this super poetic symbol for finding balance between earth and sky. I always thought there's something really poetic about how they stay balanced way up high off the ground. It kind of represents those ideals that soar above our basic needs. And I feel like now more than ever, we really need to aim for those ideals in this world. Like all the ads, consumerism, it's kind of eating us up inside. So Clouds is about this tightrope walker who's trying to stay on this super thin, challenging rope and get everyone to look up and to see the beauty in what he does.
Thanks for listening. If you want to leave a comment or a question to do with this conversation, you can do so on my website, ragnhildwesenberg.com. I have also recently started a blog where I try to share some of my cello-related thoughts, and you're welcome to take a look at that and leave a comment if you want to. Something that has been helpful for me as someone who works a lot on my own at home and who finds working in cafes a bit difficult, frankly, and expensive, is an online community of freelancers and entrepreneurs where we support each other with each other's various projects. It's called The Box, and you can read more at theboxcommunity.com. With the code CELLO, you'll get 30% off your first month. And if you want to support the making of this podcast, you are welcome to buy me a coffee through my page on ko-fi.com. Well, ko-fi, ko-fi.com/the musician's journey podcast. There's a link to that in the show notes as well. I am happy you're here. Take care. Ooh, well, make it that.